This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman critically injured in stabbing. We have the story.
Trump announces Israel-Iran ceasefire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police say a woman stabbed during a physical disturbance just north of downtown Wichita last night in the 100 block of West 12th. Police found a woman estimated to be in her 30s with multiple stab wounds. The victim was hospitalized in critical condition, and police have released no information on a suspect.
A ceasefire between Israel and Iran is now in effect today. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with the latest.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that his country agrees to President Trump's proposal. He also claims Israel has achieved its war goals against Iran. But Netanyahu warns Israel will respond forcefully to any violation of the ceasefire. Ahead of the promised ceasefire, Iran sent at least six waves of missiles into Israel, and one of those salvos killed at least four people in Beersheba. 26 others were hurt.
Israel says it struck Iranian missile launchers that were reportedly aimed at Israel. Iran also confirming the ceasefire in a TV broadcast.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu and other local officials are home after attending the 55th annual Paris Air Show. Mayor Wu tells KNSS News.
In order for us to maintain our strength and our competitive advantage, we need to continue showing up at these air shows and reminding them that we have this really special ecosystem that has about 30,000 aerospace and defense workers right here in our talent pipeline in South Central Kansas and in Kansas.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen's Head of the Morning Show on KNSS.
A man who was shot by a Wichita police officer last week has been released from a hospital and taken to jail. The 31-year-old man was arrested Saturday on suspicion of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated battery, interference with law enforcement, and a hold for another agency. Bond set at $250,000. Friday morning, officers found that suspect allegedly assaulting a woman in a car. A police officer fired two rounds, striking the suspect who was driving off. That suspect later taken into custody near K-42 and West Street.
The number of Kansas counties reporting cases of measles has risen to 12. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says Hodgman County has reported its first case involving a child. So far this year, Kansas has confirmed 80 cases of measles. Gray County has the most, with a quarter of all the cases in the state of Kansas.
A firefighter's body in Texas has been recovered days after he went missing while kayaking north of Dallas.
President Trump announced in his words on Truth Social.
The Collin County Sheriff's Office says the body of Juan Omar Chaidez was recovered from Lake Levan. The 37-year-old Dallas firefighter was reported missing Saturday while kayaking with his dog. The dog was rescued. Wes Southard, a Dallas fire and rescue diver who worked with Chaidez, telling Dallas's Fox 4 News he had friends everywhere.
A lot of times you don't want being a fireman to, you know, define you. And this is one of those times where, yeah, he was a great fireman, but we're talking about him as a person and as a man, and like I said, as a family member.
Eight agencies helping in the search, which included drone operators and a dive team. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
I've got a baseball story to tell you about one of the greatest pitchers of all time. We'll have that coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
Building Alligator Alcatraz. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Paid parking in downtown Wichita is set to begin next week. New meters are being installed as downtown parking begins a new phase. Beginning July 1st, the city of Wichita will be enforcing parking and charging by the hour. Posted rates include $1 for hourly parking. New meters and kiosks will be placed in the downtown area throughout the summer.
Hospitals in Gaza again accuse Israeli forces of killing people waiting for aid trucks. with at least 25 reported dead today.
Palestinian witnesses and hospitals say hundreds were gathered in central Gaza when drones and tanks opened fire. One local, who described it as a massacre, says Israeli forces began shooting as people moved towards approaching aid trucks. The nearby Oda hospital reported around 150 wounded. No immediate comment from the Israeli military. It's alleged to have repeatedly opened fire on crowds seeking desperately needed food in recent weeks, killing hundreds. It acknowledges firing warning shots that people, it says, approached its forces in a suspicious manner. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The group behind economic blackout boycotts of major retailers is setting its sights on McDonald's.
As part of its ongoing economic blackout tour, the People's Union USA is urging Americans to boycott the McDonald's restaurant chain. It follows the progressive group's other boycotts earlier this year of major retailers, including Target, Walmart, Amazon, and others, with grievances, according to its website, that center around tax avoidance, working conditions, and general monopolistic practices, and the rolling back of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The McDonald's boycott has received less attention than the other campaigns, for which there's no public data showing a measurable drop in sales or major disruptions. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An immigration detention center is moving forward in Florida.
It's being dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, a detention center for illegal migrants, and is being built in the Florida Everglades on an unused airfield. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said Monday the facility will be funded in a large part by the federal government and will cost Florida $450 million a year to operate. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says they expect to have 5,000 beds in place by early July. He says the National Guard will be used to help run Alligator Alcatraz as they detain, deport, and remove illegal migrants from the country. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
So far this morning here in the Wichita area, things in traffic have been looking good, but we do have heavier traffic volumes out there right now. You can see it on the traffic cameras, some areas of pretty heavy traffic here and there. We do have a decent amount of heavy traffic on K-15 right now between 47th and MacArthur, and we have the report, a stalled out vehicle. This is southbound on I-235. It's between 25th and Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now time for the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Steve and Ted. We actually got lucky and got some showers and thunderstorms yesterday. And overall, a little bit heavier on the west side of the city than what we had on the east part of town. Officially for Wichita, we wind up with just shy of 0.8. And we are now in the third wettest June on record. Wouldn't you know? I mean, one extreme follows another. And all of this rain, of course, continuing to help the lake levels out at Cheney, which is now 0.6 below normal stage. So it's come up a little bit in the last 24 hours. The east side of the city only had about a quarter to maybe a third of an inch. So the numbers do vary across town. And I did get a report in far west Wichita of about 2 inches. So, you know, the numbers, again, quite different from one side of town to the other. But that's not necessarily all that uncommon. Radar does show some showers this morning up around Hutchinson, so if you're traveling K-96, you might run into some of that as you head further west. We're mainly looking at dry weather now for the rest of today, and no change in the temperature, the high 92 with a south breeze. Tonight we'll drop down to 72. Tomorrow looks dry, a little bit breezy, 92. And then scattered thunderstorms return to the forecast later this week, both Thursday and Friday. Still doesn't look like any change in the temperature. And a chance maybe we'll make a run at the wettest June on record with these off and on storm potential all the way through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. So if you need to water your lawn, maybe hold off here because we do anticipate more rain coming at the end of this week. Right now in Wichita, we've got some sunshine in 72. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Well, Ross, as I understand it, we have to have a 12-month average to take the restrictions off. And how do we get to that? Do we have to have more than enough water for the next 6 months to average it out?
Yeah, I think we... Yeah, I think that's the way I understand it, too, is we got to keep the lake level where it is now. And then, you know, within the next six to eight months, we'll probably hear something about that. So I would highly doubt they're going to remove those restrictions anytime soon, because there would be that concern that maybe, you know, pull all the water out of Cheney again.
Yeah, yeah, so, drain it back down. You bet.
Yeah.
Of course, we got a great big water plant out on the northwest side of Wichita that just kind of, it looks like just kind of sitting there waiting for enough water to test it out and make it go, huh?
Yeah, it's just basically a landmark right now.
It's a lot of big buildings. All
right. With some landscape around it.
Yes, very good. All right, Russ. Hey, thank you, sir. Check with you tomorrow morning. That is, of course, the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 92 degrees in Wichita. Normal high is 90.
It was steamy. Muggy.
It is muggy. This is the 24th day of June. It was on this date 31 years ago, 1994. Wyatt Earp was released, starring Kevin Costner. And I found it to be historically fairly accurate. You know, he came, it had him, Wyatt Earp, as a youngster with some problems. And he came out and he slaughtered buffalo with a couple of Masterson boys. And so most of it I thought was fairly accurate. I know quite a bit about that particular topic. You go back and look at some of the other movies about that time period, about take Wichita with Joel McRae, which I don't remember had anything to do with anything that ever happened in Wichita, but it was him and who was that with him?
Anyway. That movie is celebrating its big anniversary next month.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that on The Blur
A
month.
Oh, yeah. Okay, coming up. All right.
So how much of Wyatt Earp took place in Wichita in that movie?
He didn't have much Wichita at all.
Okay.
Because, you know, it was a brief stop here, I guess. He and his sister-in-law or somebody, they got in trouble for being prostitutes and so forth. They got out of town. He was just a policeman here for a little bit. Went out and killed buffalo and then wound up in Dodge City. And there it went from there. Birthdays today. Mick Fleetwood is 78 years old. Fleetwood Mac. Too many hits to count, including Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Rhiannon.
Yep.
Big, big birthday. Mick Fleetwood. And I want to mention, we mentioned a while ago that one of our good friends, Dan O'Neill's having a birthday. Dan's doing news in the evening time here.
Venerable co-worker.
Been around for a while, and a happy birthday to Dan. I also have a birthday of somebody who's close to my daughter's family, and I guess mine too. Charlie Pratt's having a birthday. He is 18 today. He likes to hunt, and he likes to fish, and he likes to trap shoot, and he's good at it. And his favorite movie is How to Train Your Dragon. And his favorite girl is my granddaughter, Jocelyn. So Charlie's having a birthday.
How to date your granddaughter.
My granddaughter's boyfriend is 18 today. There you go. And another friend of my grandkids, Maddox Marcotte's having a birthday. He's 22, better known as Ketchup. Ketchup is he's played football at Hutch JUCO, and I think he went north somewhere. I don't know where he's playing football now. He's a good-sized lad, as we say. Ketchup is probably a good 6'5 or more, and he's a pretty stout football player. His grandfather and I knew each other long before Maddox ever showed up. A guy named Buck Weatherby, who used to be the manager of KKRD. It's his grandson, Maddox, having a birthday today. So there you go. There's my birthdays. And you're going to probably come The Blur here in about an hour. You'll probably have a couple more, won't you?
I'm sure. We'll find something.
All right. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:16. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Hey, minor league baseball, we begin the second half of the season. Every team in the league starts out 0-0 now. And whoever wins the second half in the division gets to go to the playoffs. That's what the goal is for the Wichita Wind Surge. Wichita finished runner-up in the first half of the season to the Springfield Cardinals, a team that is 17-2 in the month of June.
Yeesh.
Couldn't catch up. Nobody could. So now everybody's even up. Surge and the Springfield Cardinals begin a six-game series all at home downtown at Equity Bank Park, 7:05 tonight, to begin the second half of the season for the Surge. After a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back home at Kauffman Stadium. First team up is the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals are coming off back-to-back losses in San Diego against the Padres. 6:30 tonight, Royals and the Rays. You can listen live on your Wichita home for the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It has been a great month in Wichita for professional softball for the inaugural season for the AUSL, playing a lot of games in Wichita to begin this new league. 11 games, in fact, in Wichita. The last of those games was last night. We had to wait a while, 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay, but they played softball. The Blaze beat the first-place Bandits on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. All that was taking place at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State as the league now hits its mid-season break. First half ever of the season for the new AUSL. By the way, one of the stars for the Bandits is Wichita State All-American Sydney McKinney, and she continues to impress. Last night, Sydney, 2-for-2 at the plate. At the mid-season break, she is fourth in the league with a .472 batting average. Sid the Kid getting it done as a professional in the AUSL, and it's been great to have them here in Wichita throughout the entire month of June. Let's take a look at what's going on in the national sports news.
And Taylor hits it on the ground, bounces out to Albies, and the Braves have beaten the Mets 4 in a row as they hang on for a 3-2 win. And they drop the Mets to their 9th loss in their last 10 games as the Mets start the homestand with a 1-run defeat.
On WPIX, the Braves beat the Mets 3-2. Atlanta starting pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach threw 7 innings for the victory. Atlanta's won 5 of 7. The Mets dropped a game and a half behind first place Philadelphia, which was off Monday. St. Louis Cardinals won for the 6th time in 7 games, beat the NL Central leading Cubs 8-2. Get within 3.5 games of the division leaders. Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 32nd home run in the Mariners 11-2 toppling of the Twins. Raleigh leads the majors by 4 home runs over the Yankees' Aaron Judge, who hit his 28th home run Monday, the only run of the Yankees' 6-1 loss to Cincinnati, which got a home run, a triple, and a double from Ellie De La Cruz. I'm Jared Max.
That's from Fox Sports. And I promised you a baseball story, Steve. 70 years ago on this day, a young man made his debut for the Brooklyn Dodgers. A pitcher named Sandy Koufax. Dodgers were already getting pounded by Milwaukee 8-2, so hey, bring in the young guy from Brooklyn. He worked 5th and 6th inning, scoreless work, but there were runners on base everywhere, and that's kind of what Sandy Koufax did early in his career. He could throw hard, but he's all over the place.
Find the zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his first major league out by blowing a 3-2 fastball past Bobby Thompson, who just a few years before that had hit the shot heard around the world in the baseball action. And Sandy Koufax recalled about a decade later that said, hey, that was the worst thing that could have happened to me, getting my first out by striking out a big hitter. He says, that became my pattern for the next 5 years, trying to get out of trouble by throwing harder and harder and harder. But, you know, it took him about 5 years, and then eventually when he figured it out, he became one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Absolutely.
And a Hall of Famer. He said, but now right before he struck out Bobby Thompson, he walked on 4 pitches a guy named Hank Aaron. And Sandy Koufax said, that was probably the smartest thing I did all year. There have been many times since I wished I'd been wild enough to walk Henry Aaron. I was usually backing up third base as I was wishing that.
Yeah.
There you go. So, 70 years ago on this day, the future Hall of Famer, Sandy Koufax, made his debut for the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Nice. Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Coming up, House Call for Health. The National Institutes of Health funding long-term studies on the impact of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment. That's coming up, House Call for Health, with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Tuesday morning. A sunny sky now, 73 degrees. Israel and Iran have both recognized a ceasefire President Donald Trump announced would begin today. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
President Trump issued a statement on social media saying the ceasefire is now in effect. Please do not violate it. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Ahead of the promised ceasefire, Iran sent at least six waves of missiles into Israel. One of those salvos killed at least four people in Beersheba. 26 others were hurt. The IDF also says it attacked missile launchers in western Iran in recent hours. Of course, that is ahead of the expected aerial assault against Israel.
The announcement came after the U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend, and Iran responded with strikes against a U.S. military base in Qatar. They reportedly warned the U.S. about that ahead of time.
Attorney General Pam Bondi testified before Congress about the number of Iranians illegally in the United States.
The attorney general came to talk about the Justice Department's budget, but ended up answering questions about the threat from Iran and how it might play out in this country.
Well over 1,000 have entered. Yes, I don't know if it's quite up to 1,500, but yes, it's well over 1,000 have entered our country. And I can tell you we are on high alert.
She says budget cuts will not affect the overall mission. DOJ and the FBI continue to focus on threats toward President Trump as a result of his ordering of the killing of General Qasem Soleimani in January 2020. Assassination plots originating in Iran, not only to Trump, but to U.S. residents who once lived in Iran.
And that's Fox's David Spunt reporting from the Department of Justice.
The body of a man was pulled from a Kansas lake over the weekend. The drowning occurred Saturday at Wilson Lake. Officials identified the man as 43-year-old Lee Williams of Kansas City. He was at Lucas Swim Beach when he went underwater and did not surface. Divers recovered his body.
At its workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will take a look at next year's budget. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the budget will be approved in August and it will be balanced.
Due to the budget deficit, I expect us to make even tougher decisions. And I want those decisions to be made sooner rather than later so that we can have those cost savings that can move forward in the budget.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The Federal Reserve Chairman could take a grilling from Congress today.
Jerome Powell is set to appear before the House Financial Services Committee, where he could face questions about interest rates, the possibility of a recession in the future, and how the Iran conflict could impact the U.S. economy. President Trump has bashed Powell for weeks, recently calling him a numbskull over issues with Powell not lowering interest rates. Powell has cautioned against cutting interest rates as he believes inflation could increase in the near future because of the president's tariffs. President Trump has also floated the possibility of firing Powell as chairman of the Federal Reserve. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Contract negotiations are underway at Bombardier Aircraft. The current contract for around 500 machinist employees expires July 27th. If a deal is not reached, a vote has already been taken to call for a strike. KNSS News Time, 7:32. Let's take a look at the forecast now with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly cloudy skies will clear out some today, but we cannot rule out a shower or storm, especially northwest of Wichita. Otherwise, heat and humidity, 92 feels like the upper 90s, south breeze 10 to 15. Becoming mostly clear tonight, 72 is the low. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Wednesday, high 93. Storm chances come back on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now a sunny sky, south wind at just 3 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on June 24th, it was on this date in 1951, a complex of severe thunderstorms moved 200 miles from Kingman County to southern Missouri. Wichita was the hardest hit in that path of that storm. Prolific hail producers, the severe thunderstorms caused around $14 million damage to roofs, windows, and countless vehicles. In a few areas, the hail was a foot deep, and the hail was size wasn't reported. That was in Wichita, 1951. I've never seen hail that deep.
That's bizarre.
Very bizarre. It's now 7:34, Stephen 10 in the morning on a Tuesday morning. This is the time we have set aside every Tuesday morning for a conversation with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. He is not with us this morning. He wanted to slide over and let Commissioner Pete Meitzner come in and tell us about the air show. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. So good to be with you again. How you been?
We've been doing fine. How have you been since you left the airwaves with us?
Well, I know, and, you know, Beatty asked me to, you know, he's a baseball guy, so I'm in the bullpen, always ready to come in and relief pitch whenever he needs it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good enough. So,
hey, what not? What number show is this? I was just
oh okay 6,956.
Oh my gosh! Okay, let me know when it's close to 7,000. I'll bring you a cake again.
Well, you're getting close.
Yay!
Why don't you bring there us you a, bring us a cake every day for the next 40 days, and you'll be there. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I always like to have some cake. Hey, listen. The air show. Was this the first time you've ever been to a Paris air show?
No, it's not, Steve. It's the World Air Show. It rotates between Paris and London, Farnborough, outside of London. It rotates every year back and forth. And it's mainly commercial air and a lot and military, and so this is actually the third time I've been at the show, kind of representing the government side of local government along with Mayor Lily Wu. I know you had her on yesterday. She made some really good comments about it. So this is my third time.
Do you run into people who've been you've been there before? I mean, from representatives of companies and so forth that you've seen before?
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I can tell you, in the audience, they should be proud that the air capital of the world at the Wichita area and for Kansas, it is a brand that resonates. I mean, there's a lot of even some jealousy that why are we considered the air capital of the world? But it's pretty impressive. There's probably 20 states in the United States that are also represented there. They have their own display and their own meetings, but ours, the Kansas cooperation is incredibly impressive with many companies coming up saying, okay, so you guys are there. We want to have a presence in Wichita. How do we do this? And so it's impressive.
Is it
very much.
Is it a sales point? Is it a representation or marketing point that we have so many smaller contractors here who do all kinds of aircraft work?
Right. Yeah, we have in this region, there's 350 suppliers into the air industry. And in Kansas, it's 450. So and as they say, you know, every time you're on a plane, any size of plane, private, commercial, whatever, there is a piece of that plane that was manufactured or made here in Wichita, all around the world. So we have a footprint, no question. Yeah.
So you can look at the three or four active companies here in Wichita, based here, and you say, well, okay, they've only got four. Well, we do. We've got any kind of aircraft you want to buy, and we also have. I just go back to the backup. I mean, all these contractors, if I'm an aircraft company, I say, hey, they got some skilled guys there we can work with, people we can work with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we met with, the military division of Bombardier, and they talked about, they looked up, they have 300 subcontractors just in this area. We met with the new group that's coming in to run Spirit. The Boeing, we were in the Boeing group, and the Boeing is really interested in making sure that they're reaccepted well into the community. They're a little nervous about, you know, they left in 2005, and they want to make sure that they're part of the community, and obviously the employees, and so those, some of those were quality meetings that we were having. So,
what are the challenges you see when it comes to general aviation, just generally speaking, as we go forward, the challenges ahead that you see any?
Well, Steve, most people really like the quality of our workforce and the character of it, and the commitment that our workforce has. With that, we got to continuing the development of a workforce, attracting people. Kind of almost need to grow our population and make it attractive for others to come in, and they can have a great job here. And so there's a little challenge on workforce, I would say. Not the quality, but the quantity that we need to keep growing it. We can't sit idle. And that would be from my perspective. But,
yeah. Well, you know, that's
you know, we had this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you got an aging workforce across the country. Some of us guys are getting old. We need some new people, right?
Yeah. Well, and automation is big, and upgrading the advanced manufacturing, which is attractive for the youth. You know, we've got that Future Ready Center that's across the street from North High there in the old Dillons. That's really introduces high school kids to manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, automation, all those big words. And that's kind of where we need to start. And between WSU Tech and USD 259, we're very active in introducing young people to, hey, this is where you can get a certificate and have a good job. If you don't go to college, you could be okay. You know, you can be productive,
yep,
and rewarding.
Make a pretty good living.
And perhaps not be in debt.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, it's just that it was a good, you know, Senator Moran, you know, I've had that theory when business and government and education are all kind of on the same page, we really get pointed the right way. We show as a good team, and we really get stuff done that way. And everybody, Senator Moran and Secretary Tolan was there, and then of course the state, local government, Mayor Lilly, and myself, and then WSU, NIAR, WSU Tech, Sherry, and Dr. Tomlin, and Dr. Mumma were there. A lot of meetings that way. So we look like a really good, finely tuned machine when everybody's pointing that way. And those comments come out from others. They're saying, yeah, there's not another state that has all this from the top senator down to the local representative. It's and then education on top of that. And then, of course, the business people are incredibly supportive and active. So it's a good team effort. Wichita is represented very well there.
Hey, did you get to experience any French cuisine?
Oh, oui.
Oh, yeah. That sidewalks are not very wide, and chairs. Yeah, it's a different culture there, but it's kind of fun to experience. Yeah, a lot of coffee shops.
Yeah. So. Did you wear your beret?
No, I didn't. But yeah, maybe next time I'll do that.
Coward.
That's funny.
Oh, listen, thanks for being with us.
Right.
And next time the show comes up next year, Ted and I would probably take a couple of days off and go over there with you. And we'd have a little fun time.
Okay.
They would get to see what the people are really like around here, huh?
There you go. That's right. Give them a taste of our culture around here. That's good.
Oh, my word.
Very good.
My goodness.
You guys, thanks.
Pete, thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me be on. You guys do a great job, and it's great to be on again. We'll talk to you soon again.
Okay. Thank you. That's Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner, fresh back from overseas in the big air show. Stephen Ted and the Boy here on KNSS. Music Festival draws big crowds to Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal update coming up with Kirk Seminoff. Stephen Ted and the Boy here on KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 7:48 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man shot by Wichita police officer, released from hospital and booked into jail.
Two.
President Trump announces ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
One.
Woman critically injured in stabbing near downtown Wichita. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now starting to slow down. The traffic volume's getting heavy around that construction at the North Junction. We've got a slowdown on the ramp from northbound I-235 to southbound I-135, and a slowdown on the approaching I-135 on eastbound K-96 between Hillside and I-135 traffic, or that's sorry, that's westbound K-96 there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning, then mostly sunny today with a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. For Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 92. Now we have a sunny sky. South wind at 3 miles per hour, 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wall Street began the week on a positive note Monday.
Stocks ending higher as investors monitor the ongoing unrest in the Middle East. Oil prices fell after spiking earlier in the trading day, and Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman making dovish comments today regarding interest rates. She said she would support cutting rates as soon as July if inflation pressures continue to ease or if signs of labor market weakness intensify. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Microsoft, IBM, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow rising 375 points, the Nasdaq higher by 184, S&P 500 up 57. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Music festival draws big crowds to Wichita. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, in its second year, the Somewhere Music Festival and Conference drew more than 15,000 people to downtown Wichita, including visitors from 31 states and six countries, organizers say. The June 13th and 14th festival, organized by music collective Midtopia and Chase Koch's Movement Music, was held near the Wave Music Venue at 2nd and St. Francis. The festival included more than 100 visual and dance artists, 188 musical acts, along with 50 conference speakers talking about topics from mental health in the music industry to artist advocacy. Construction of Olathe's $320 million ultra-accessible amusement park has been delayed by titling issues. The development plan for the southwest corner of 119th and Rimmer Boulevard is supposed to feature restaurants, retail, medical offices, and entertainment. It will be anchored by a 5,500-seat youth sports arena and an accessible amusement park. Construction in the newly created Star Bonds District was expected to start next month, but a problem with titling one of the parcels will push back the start date. A new start date is unclear. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, where did you say that development is on the west side? At the southwest corner of what?
Oh, it's in Olathe, 119th and Renner.
I'm sorry.
In Olathe. Yeah, it's an all-accessible amusement park for children with special needs or disabilities.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great. And, you know, I was one of my granddaughters and my daughter and a young fellow went to the Worlds of Fun Sunday, mm-hmm. and came back the same day. Had a great time. My granddaughter was she's a little scary on the roller coaster. My other granddaughter said, "quote I don't like amusement parks." She didn't even go.
Of course, you were, you know, Wichita leads the nation in abandoned amusement parks.
Are we about? we got two. Two at least. What about that Wild West thing out?
Yeah, that's one of them.
What about Kittyland?
Well, it's gone. It's not abandoned.
Oh, okay.
Wild West World.
Oh,
I see. I just sit there abandoned.
Oh, technically, yeah. Right. I'm just scouting the ones that aren't there anymore. Yeah. Did you ever? Are you old enough, Kirk? Did you ever go to Kittyland?
I don't remember Kittyland. I was a Joyland stan myself.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Kittyland was on East Harry Street. There's a mall there now, and. Weren't the twin drive in right there too, Ted?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a smaller version of Joyland and a little more kiddie friendly. I remember my hot thing was to put on my cowboy hat and go there if I could, if mom would give me a ticket and I would ride the ponies. Okay. And a pony would go about 1 mile an hour down. You couldn't move it. It was pretty boring, but for a kid who liked cowboys, I had a great time there. I was about five.
Maybe I should count Frontierland, because there's still at least one or two buildings from it that are still standing.
Out west.
Way out west.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe we should count three abandoned amusement parks in Wichita.
They used to have gunfights out there, mm-hmm. and it was kind of a fun place. But Kitty, I remember when I was six in first grade, my female acquaintance invited me to come over to her parents' house and have dinner with them. And then her mother took us to Kittyland, And they had some money, and they had all the tickets we needed. I have never, we are, you know, when I was a kid, I had two tickets, maybe. They had it. She had a whole string of them. So we go on the Ferris wheel. We got to go everything. It was fun.
I bet you didn't wear a cowboy hat with her.
No, I had my hair slicked over with some Brill cream. I'm looking good, looking slick. So, yeah. Joyland. All the, that's a good one, Ted. You should do a little special on that. Whatever happened to fun in Wichita? Vincent, no fun anymore, right? Well, of course, you've got the carousel over at Botanica. You can still go for a ride on that.
That's true.
And that's pretty doggone exciting. There you go. Hey, Kirk, thank you, sir, for being with us. And we will, of course, check with you again next hour here on KNSS. Kirk Seminoff, the Wichita Business Journal Update. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with Steve and Ted because we're going to tell you about the latest on that, quote, ceasefire between Israel and Iran. And apparently the president is really annoyed with those two. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll bid farewell to pro softball for the year in Wichita. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And how about entertainment news, The Blur?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to The Blur.
Why?
We got a good movie anniversary today. Got some good audio coming your way. It'll be top-notch stuff at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.